the pipes, the waters fell. Down to the bottom of the well. In listless apathy, I gazed. Cold waters as he bathed.
All right, kids, welcome to Dark Entries Golf Radio on your radio. I'm your host, DJ D, and getting obviously a late start tonight. I hit some terrible, terrible traffic coming down. Bumper to bumper up in the upstate. I thought I was never getting here. I'm not going to waste any time. We only got like an hour show tonight, so I'm going to do what I can do between now and 10. This is part two of the Goddesses of Goth show, playing nothing but female artists on the show, and I'm going to squeeze in what I can in the next hour, and you can make your crest, it's 803-576-9872, that's 803-576-WSC. I'm not going to waste any time, kids, it's 220 days until Halloween, and this is your Dark Entries Goth Radio, getting started with some Sopor Eternus. We'll be right back after this set.
Just fine. I'm shyly sipping water while he drinks whole jars of wine. He likes all kinds of women, and I only hate men. He marvels at all things new to him, and I only wait for all things in this cycle to end. The water pouring down his spine. Caressed his strong physique, oh so well defined. A rocky stance, oh behold his body and soul. A friend have built this man to an all well balanced whole.
I'm shyly sipping water while he drinks whole jugs of wine. He likes all kinds of women, and I only hate men. He marvels at all things new to him, and I only wait for all things in his sick world to end.
Sue, also with us, bass player Stephen Severin. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have
Hello.
You here. Hello. I thought you'd be in black, though, because everybody always talks about how you wear black. You've got black...
black nails,
black hair, yeah. Black eyes, but no black costume.
No, I always add color.
You do?
When I feel like it, yeah.
So you're not always wearing black?
No, not as predictable as that.
Did you know... I mean, do you understand how much influence you've had on fashion in terms of those people who look to you as a first sort of female star of punk rock?
excuse me. not really. I suppose it's, hopefully, if I have affected anyone with how they look, it's a transitory phase, and I suppose a rejection of the stereotype. Yeah. Female, blonde,
you are,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're clearly that. Tell me about the new album, which is Tinderbox.
Mm-hmm. That was recorded in May last year in Berlin, Hands Are By The Wall.
Yeah.
It took a few months, but it took about a year in the making because we sacked the producer who was making it with us. And during a tour of Britain, I managed to dislocate the knee. This is all flowery stuff that goes on. And so when we finished the tour and I just got out of plaster, we were able to finish the album with an engineer. So there was no real production on it.
The lead single from the album is Cities in Dust.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the imagery is Pompeii.
Yeah.
And when you were there and what you saw and what you felt and...
Yeah, it was whilst on tour in Italy, and we were going south through to Taranto, and the opportunity whilst travelling arose that we could go visit Pompeii. So of course we went, and I don't know, the impression was so powerful and like culminating in seeing the petrified bodies.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. Thanks for tuning in to a very short edition of Dark Entries Goth Radio. I'm going to be on for the next 45 minutes. No Uncle Charlie tonight, even though I kind of had it planned out just because I don't want to waste any time on that. I'm going to knock out a couple sets before we get out of here because DJ Mantis is on the scene. He is like a sex machine like he usually is. He's sat across me right now, probably feeling very uncomfortable. And we're just sitting here talking about college experiences, I guess we could say, and all that kind of stuff. So he's DJ Mantis is amazing. So anyway, he's going to be on at 10 o'clock for the Nightosphere, which is the best metal show on the radio as far as I'm concerned. Objectively, by the way, your opinions don't matter. I'm just saying objectively, it is absolutely the best metal show on the radio anywhere at any station. So stay tuned for that at 10 o'clock. I'll be still bringing you the best in goth and dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, and all that jazz until 10 as we finish up part two of the Goddesses of Goth show, where I'm playing nothing but female artists on the show. The good thing about the fact that I had to cut the show short tonight is that there's no way I'm going to be able to squeeze all this stuff into the next 45 minutes. So guess what, kids? We're getting to part three, which is going to allow me to even play even more. So tune in next week for part three. Of that as we stretch out even further. So that's that. I'm going to knock out another quick set. We'll come back and talk a little bit after that. And then we're going to do one more after that. I think that's all we're going to have time for. We're going to finish strong, I think, with a punky sort of post-punky type set. But coming up with this one, we're going to have some pretty solid older goth rock across the board. I'm going to get some more Embry Hurst in there. I know I told you last week that we had some Skeletal Dance. Skeletal Family. But we're going to get some Ghost Dance in this time with her. And we're going to... I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to tell you what we get. But we started off with some stuff from Sopra Eternus. There was a track called Ender Palastra. Had some Susie in there, which was required with a Jigsaw Feeling. And we just finished with Kitchen and the Plastic Spoons. I'm DJD, and we'll be after this set. That's when we're going to come back. We're starting off with some Lydia Lunch on your Dark Entries Goth Radio.
Yeah. his obols, small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the marks of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And I looked, and lo, the Lamb stood on the mount.
Thank you. time, I was frozen motion. All his bow was raised, then the fleeting notion that my life he'd save. But I saw it coming, flying through the air, feathered backside humming. Miss me, hit me where, or it will only hurt me. Not a mortal wound, leave me lying dirty. Someone would find me soon.
All right, kids, we're back. I got about half an hour left in the show. I'm your host, DJD. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. The discussion over on the Facebook page is kind of just starting to kind of go. If you're going to get in on that, get on it now, because, like I said, we only got half an hour left in the show. So as we always do, we always have a discussion over on the Facebook page. You can just go over there. It's the only thing called Dark Entries Goth Radio, and you can just find the post up with some comments. And you'll find one called the official comment thread. You can reply directly to that, and then that's how you can join in on the ongoing conversation that's happening right now. That last set, we started off with some stuff from... what do we got here? I believe it was Lydia Lunch. Yeah, Lydia Lunch with This Side of Nowhere. Super Heroines after that, of course, featuring Eva O. That's her old band, her first band, I believe, with a track called The Beast. Ghost Dance in there, of course, featuring Anne-Marie Hurst. I always had to get her in there. I have to get her in there twice because had her in there last week with Skeletal Family, and, of course, we have to get some Ghost Dance. I don't play enough Ghost Dance. I play a lot of Skeletal Family, but I really need to get more of that in there. The track was called The Grip of Love, and we just heard Rasputino with Hunter's Kiss. I'm your host, DJD, and like I said, we got about half an hour left of the show. You were tuned into part two of... the Goddesses of Goth edition of Dark Entries Goth Radio, where we're playing nothing but female artists on the show, and we'll be continuing with it part three next week, which hopefully will be a full two-hour show, so we're really stretching this thing out, which is good, because I'm not going to run out of material, let me tell you, I got way more than I'm going to squeeze into tonight, so there's always plenty of room for it. So, yeah, coming up this set, we're going to do like a punky kind of thing. We're going to get into some good punk stuff. And then we might have time for one more set after that, which will be pretty much just solid, straightforward sort of goth rock stuff. 90s and early 2000s based with some bands that I actually have never played on the show before, and I kind of don't know why. I do have a few blind spots of bands that I really should give more attention to. So I'm either going to do that set, or I'll do more of a traditional one of bands that are kind of favorites of the show. So I'll decide kind of between now and then. Anyway, let's get going. We got kind of a punky sort of thing with a couple of fan favorites and a couple of that I actually never have played. Starting off with this one right here, we got a little Grass Widow, a track called Shadow, right here in Dark Entries Goth Radio. Doing it for the ladies tonight, kids. Goddesses of Goth, that's what we're doing. Be right back after this.
Down from here. castration squat.
You have to stuff your pants, rock and roll.
It's the continuation of high voices in the Catholic boys' choir.
All right, in the great tradition of Fox Pop and 45 Grave, one of the highest forms of the underground in L.A., Castration Squad, No Mercy for the Dead, and a date with the late Jack Kennedy. Take it!
No mercy for the dead.
Thank you.
Kids, we're out of this. We just heard some Christ versus Warhol. I'm not sure if Operator OT / Astro Zombie is listening tonight, but that was kind of for him. I know he's a big Christ versus Warhol fan. He actually turned me on to them. I actually was not aware of them until he kind of turned me on to them. So big shout out to him. And shout out to everybody else over on the Facebook page that's commenting and joining in. I'm sorry that I am not responding back and commenting as quickly as I usually do. I'm actually... Mantis is in here talking, and not that I'm complaining, because we're having a really great conversation. I wish that we could put out a behind the scenes kind of thing of what goes on in here when the sets are playing, some of the conversations that go on. Maybe like install a hidden camera. Probably best that doesn't happen, because there have been some like impromptu solo dance parties on my part that happen in here when certain tracks are playing. So you guys don't need to. You guys, anytime that I put on Henry Manfredini's sort of a disco remix for the Friday the 13th Part 3 theme, that always results in an individual, like my little solo dance party that happens in here by myself. So it's probably best that doesn't get out into the public. Anyway, we've got about 10 minutes left on the show. I'm gonna try to squeeze in. Oh, man, what do I got time to do? I don't have time to do this whole set. Jeez. Let's do... We're going to do one, maybe two more proper tracks, and then we'll come back and do maybe some Rocky Horror. Then we got to get out of here, because Mantis is going to be on in about 10 minutes with the Nightosphere, the greatest metal show on your radio. So you don't want to miss that. That is faux show. We're going to play an old favorite right now with a band that gets a lot of play on this show. Little X My Deutschland with Blut ist die Liebe. Be right back after this. Alright, kids, that's going to do it for the show. I am out of here. That was Belgrado with Dead Generation, with one of the few songs that I've heard that they actually do in English. I was just telling Mantis, it's kind of weird because I believe they're from Spain, but they sing quite a bit in Polish, so I'm not sure what the story is there. I got to do some research and find out if any of the members actually are Polish, but some of my favorite tracks by them are actually entirely in Polish. Anyway, Exma Deutschland before that, a very, very German band who sang almost primarily in German, although some of it in the last album was in English, with a track called Blut ist Liebe. And I always prefer all the German stuff from them, not so much because I like German more than English, even though in some ways I do. I don't know, I think that was just a better era for them. I feel like the later stuff in the last album, when they did the English stuff, it's not that it's that I don't enjoy it. I love everything they ever did, but it's a little more poppy. It's a little more mainstream. I feel like that it was the era for it to sort of try to get more mainstream radio play that just didn't really pan out. But everyone is still just begging for like an XML reunion, which will probably never, ever, ever happen. But I would pretty much give my right arm to travel to Europe and see them live, because God knows if it happens, they're not coming to the States, because nobody ever does. That's another rant for another day. Looking at you, Andy Sex Gang. Anyway. And I didn't tell you the entire last set before that, too. It was Grass Widow with Shadow. After that was Au Pair with Come Again. Castration Squad, of course, featuring Dying of Cancer from 45 Grave, in there with No Mercy for the Dead. And that was from a live performance from New Wave Theater, which is another conversation altogether. But you can't go wrong with anything off New Wave Theater. And Christ versus Warhol after that with Cross of Lorraine. That's going to do it for me, kids. I'm out of here. I will see you next week for a hopefully full two-hour edition of Dark Entries Goth Radio for part three of the Goddesses of Goth, where we'll be playing nothing but female artists on the show like we did tonight. You can catch me at darkentriesgothradio@gmail.com. You can also hit me on Twitter at darkentriesdjd, also on the Facebook page. Twitter and Facebook are probably the best ways to get in touch with me if you're a band and you want to send me anything. And also come out to the Wolf's Blood show. We got the Art Alternative Fusion, which we have happening on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, the 28th, at New Brooklyn Tavern, 8 o'clock, is when the show is happening, with Ash Vapor and myself. You're surely DJing behind the decks on your ones and twos. I believe Ash is going to be DJing from when the doors open at 8 up until the band hits the stage. Which will be about 9-ish. What band's hitting the stage, DJ? It's going to be Wolf's Blood, which is South Carolina's only Misfits tribute band. That is who is playing, and they put on one of the best shows in Columbia, so definitely come out to that. And then after they're done, I'll be spinning from whenever they're done up until the end of the night, which goes to about 1 o'clock, I guess. So come out for all that. That's going to be happening on Wednesday, the 28th, coming up. It's going to be $6 if you're 21 is 21 and up, and $8 if you're 18 and 21. Doors open 8 o'clock, and that's it. I think DJ Mantis may or may not be there. I don't know. Come get your sexy metal DJ fix. I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's it, kids. I'm out of here. see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, 8 o'clock, right here on WSC 9.5 FM Columbia. And as always, keep it spooky.